When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And delighted that you are with us. An enjoyable first hour with Don and Tim. Christy Chirinos joins us now. Christy from the University of Miami and always on our pregame show as well. And Christy, welcome to the hotline. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you.
Let's start with this. Cam Ward leads the nation, 36 touchdown passes. 4,123 passing yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, and caught one going to New York on Saturday for the Heisman. What has been your perspective covering him this year? What's he been like for you?
Well, I don't think that it's any kind of breaking news to anybody who's watched his post-game interviews or, you know, any of his media availabilities all season. He is an absolute joy to cover. He really, really has been. He's been incredibly gracious with his time, and there are a lot of people who've asked for a lot of time, and you know, he has tried to do his best. And, you know, when you sit down and you chat with him, you know, you realize just how much he loves this game and how much he has embraced being a Miami Hurricane and being a part of this program. And, you know, I was listening to the segment you all did, you know, last segment or two segments ago with Tim, and just talking about the Cal game. And you think about all the fun moments he gave us this year. You know, if you're a Miami fan or a supporter of the program, it has just been so much fun to have a front row seat to his season, to the season this team put together. And, you know, how can you not be rooting for him Saturday with, you know, his incredible story of, you know, starting as a zero-star player and now going to New York as a Heisman finalist. It's just been a great, great, magical ride.
Chris, is there something that you can share with us, because you are in the building a ton and that's where you are all the time, and you see other things that other people don't see. Is there something that he has done or some magic that he has that is not just seen on Saturdays for the 60 minutes of football? What else has he brought into that building?
Well, one of the things I loved is a couple of weeks ago, I was working on a women's basketball piece on Jasmine Roberts for our magazine. And I'm scrolling through all of the pictures from their media day. And there were photos of her and videos of her doing the Cam Ward celebration. And so I asked her about that. And I said, you know, where did this come from? And she just said, you know, when he... seeing what he has brought to all of us, seeing what that team has brought to all of us, you know, when they do well, we all do well. And if you watch, you know, so many people across the department, athletes across the department have embraced that. And, you know, I just the other night I was at like an event at my kid's school, and when, you know, the kids know what I do for a living, they saw me walk in and they start doing the Cam Ward celebration at me. And I just, you know, I think he's just brought joy. I think he's brought joy to the building. I think he's brought a lot of fun to the building. You know, and that's something that the other student athletes in other sports have noticed, which has just been so, so great to see.
Christy, along those lines, everybody always talks about culture in a program, and Coach Cristobal has changed the culture in football. And along those lines, the other players in football that you've had, that you've been able to profile this year, what are some of the things that have stood out about the football players and the profiles that you've been able to research and then be able to write and present to Hurricane fans? What have those profiles been like, and what has it been like with those players?
Well, I think that's you talk about the culture, and you talk about, you know, wanting good young people in your program. Miami has a ton of good young people in its program. You know, I had the opportunity the week of Thanksgiving to chat with Cam McCormick and his mom about his incredible journey. I mean, you think about the emotions he must have felt, you know, going onto that field at Syracuse, knowing after an incredible career like that he has endured so much, that was going to be his last regular season game. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that that young man has gone through serious injuries and surgeries and rhabdomyolysis. And he said, "I would never have changed any of it for the world. It made me who I am." And again, that's another young man you can't help but root for. You think about Xavier Restrepo, his journey, you know, the kid who dreamt of playing at Miami, dreamt of wearing orange and green, comes in and becomes Miami's all-time leading receiver. You know, those stories, those journeys, you know, it's so incredible to get to know them, to get to share them. And, you know, I think those are two that really, really stuck out for me. And, you know, that's, again, good people, good culture. And I think that's what you're seeing with what Coach Cristobal is building.
When I'm there, you know, one thing that amazes me, Christy, is one thing, for example, is Coach Cristobal's leadership council and how much time he invests in those young men and the amount of effort that he spends teaching them to be the future leaders of America. Is there another thing that you see or you come across that maybe isn't recognized enough or talked enough about Coach Cristobal and how he impacts these young men?
Well, I think about you go back, you know, midseason with this, and I can't remember if we were 6-0 at that point or 7-0 at that point, but that leadership council was not happy with how they met. And they brought the team in and they had a conversation, players only meeting. And usually when you hear about those, that's because the team's not playing well. Things are not going well. Well, this was a team that recognized, guys, we can be better than what we're showing. And again, that is a testament to the leadership, the culture. I think about the way this team and that program rallied around Mark Fletcher when his father passed away. Yep. You know, it was important for Mark to play in that game against Florida State 2 days after losing his dad. And it was important for that team to be there for him all the way through. And they continue to be there for him. You know, when you speak to him and have the opportunity, he says, you know, my brothers have been the ones picking me up. And that whole team was there on the, you know, for Mark Senior's funeral and things like that. So those are, again, are things maybe you don't see outside the building, but are what have changed this program. You know, the focus on academics, the way the GPAs have been raised and the records they've broken in the classroom, all of those things come together. All of those are a testament to culture, and all of that is part of the growth that you've seen at Miami over the course of the last 3 years.
Christy, away from football, I know you are going to have a profile or working on a profile on women's basketball. They're going to open up their ACC season on Sunday at Pittsburgh. This is wild, actually. They're going to play at Pittsburgh, and then they're going to go to Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the Maui Classic in Hawaii before coming back home on December something or another. Eventually be home on December 29th to play North Carolina. But they're going Pittsburgh, Hawaii, back home. And tell us about your profile on the women's basketball team.
Well, I kind of had a good laugh with the student athlete I'm profiling because her name is Cameron. And we kind of joked around that there are quite a few Camerons running around the Miami Athletic Department right now. So we're going to go from writing about Cam Ward and Cam McCormick to Cameron Williams. And, you know, she's one of the things that I think has been so fascinating watching that team start is new coach, new faces all across the roster. And they started the season 8-1. You know, and they're in a good spot as they're getting ready to start ACC play. And again, that's a testament to the culture Coach Culp is trying to build. You know, that there's been a lot of team bonding activities, a lot of things in the off season to build that team chemistry. And, you know, so far so good. And so getting to know Cameron has been fun. And, you know, obviously she comes from a basketball family. Her dad, Aaron Williams, played in the league, you know, on and off for, I think it was 14, 15 years, grew up. You know, her brother is playing collegiately. Her sister played college volleyball. So a very athletic family, lots of competition. And, you know, looking forward to sharing her story as the team gets ready to open ACC play, like you said, on Sunday.
Kristen, what would you say if someone asked you to describe the impact that college athletics has? It doesn't matter the sport, on the student athlete.
I think it's one of the things, and it's one of my favorite parts of the job is you watch them come in as freshmen, and some of them are still trying to find their footing, and you know they're a little nervous in interviews, and by the time they leave, they're these incredibly polished young people who, you know, I know we've talked about it on the show, the pregame show, you know, the community service impact that these student athletes have, the activities they go out and do, and the way that so many of them are so involved beyond their sport, you really watch them grow up in those 4 or 5 years they're on campus. And it has just been, it's one of my favorite things. You know, commencement is tomorrow, and you're going to see pictures of student athletes in their caps and gowns. And I always tweet, those are my favorite days of the year, because you know, that is what makes this journey special. These kids come in, you know, freshly minted college students, just right out of high school, and they leave as young people ready to start their next journeys and their next chapters. And watching that process happen, I think, is what makes college athletics and this journey so special.
All right, Christy, how's our little man doing? Good?
He is doing well. He's actually downstairs finishing some homework. I had to tell him he wanted to come on and say hello, and I was like, guys,
wow.
I don't know
no?
if we can do that.
You're the mean mom. You said no, he can't come on the show?
I told him he had to finish his homework, so I guess maybe I am the mean mom.
Wow.
But yeah,
Christy, I hate to tell you, if you're upstairs and he's downstairs, he's not doing his homework.
Yeah. He's on his phone.
I'm pretty sure he's found a radio somewhere and is listening, or he's playing with the dog or the cat. Something like that is happening.
He's watching the Knicks and the Hawks.
There you go.
If he is, I will say, I'll give him credit. He's doing it quietly because I don't hear the TV down there.
All right. Well, you guys have a great holiday. And
you too.
We'll see you on campus or in Orlando.
We will definitely be in Orlando, and I'm sure we will see you before that on campus. But, yes, you guys have a wonderful holiday. And, you know, Joe, I can't wait to hear all about all of the wedding plans over the course of the next year. Tell Haley if she needs anything. Here to help her out. And it's a fun time. I know you all will enjoy it.
Countdown is on. 1 year.
There you go.
All right, Christy, thank you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Christy Chirinos, University of Miami, with us.